Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor with Victor Davis Hanson. The Republican field for the nomination for the 2024 presidential contest now adds the governor of Florida. Long expected, we were all standing at the railroad depot with checking our watches until the DeSantis train rolled into town. And it's only been a few days, and I understand Mr. DeSantis is traveling. He's in Iowa. Why? Because the Republicans' first primary will be in Iowa. Also because they take important polling during the Iowa State Fair. Victor, your measure of DeSantis is this is a man who has policy achievements to talk about. And I agree with that. Although it seems an odd match for Mr. DeSantis to talk about what he's doing in Florida, a very successful state. I've joked sometimes everybody I know is either in Florida or moving there. Of policy decisions and successes in Florida, matching them against the extremely popular and, you'd have to say, grandiose speaking of Donald Trump. These two things don't match up, Victor. Are the people going to be able to sort it out?
I don't know, because we have, on the one hand, Donald Trump with a very large lead, but that lead was, I think, expanded. It was there, but it was expanded for two reasons. One, major candidates had not yet declared. And two, Donald Trump was facing potential indictments that were very unfair, I think the electorate thought, from prosecutors Bragg, James, Willis, and Smith coming up. And so people felt that he was being hounded, I think rightly so, and they had empathy for him. Plus, there was no other declared candidate. That is what we have to focus on, John, because now we're, as you point out, we're getting declared candidates, some of them very well funded, like DeSantis. And second, we don't know what the effect will be on the Republican electorate if Donald Trump is in court nonstop. And we've never seen anything like that before. So, and it could go on for months with different prosecutors passing the baton to one another. And then, so that's one thing to watch. The other is Ron DeSantis hasn't been out on a national, as you point out, a national platform. He's got a very effective calculus that really turned around Florida in a very sensational fashion. And if he can bring those issues to a national forum, he will be a competitive candidate, I think, very soon. But we don't know. We don't know. John, if you and I had this discussion in 2016, we would probably be thinking that the most capable and versatile governor on the Republican side was Scott Walker. And there were very competitive candidates as well. In 2016, we would have said, oh my gosh, there's Ted Cruz, there's Marco Rubio, right. There's Carly Fiorina, there's Ben Carson, there's a whole plethora of talent. And no one would have thought that Donald Trump, I thought he might win, but I was considered a nut by then. But so we don't know. It's too early. I'm really astounded that people are making these final prognostications when we're so early in the time cycle.
In your Victor Davis Hanson show, which I recommend to everybody, the podcast is the Hoover Institution, you discuss Ron DeSantis and one particular issue that has risen above all the others because we're all children of Walt Disney. We're all children of Bambi. And that is his contest with the changing faces of the Disney Corporation in California. It's turned on several things. Initially, I think it had to do with laws about what you can and cannot tell children under a certain age in Florida without their parents' permission, or even at all if they're too young. And then it turned into a fight over real estate, and Disney made decisions to pull back on a development, I believe, in Orlando, maybe another city. And it's turned now into a staring match between Florida and California. My measure of this is that the Republican Party responds to this, especially when Governor DeSantis says very clearly, I'm not backing down. What is your measure of taking on a corporation such as Disney with its magical skills?
Well, the polls show that most people support DeSantis. And it's very dangerous to take on Disney because we all have Tinkerbell and Snow White in our, on our collective imaginations. So to take them on because of their politicking and what DeSantis feels is an interference within state and government regional policies beyond their purview, he's got to make at least two arguments. One, he's not taking Disney on. He's correcting back to the norm. In other words, they had enormous concessions. They have a 40-square-mile private fiefdom that is like no other corporate concession in the United States, where they basically are legislative, executive, and judicial powered all in one. So he has to point that out, that I'm not, if I was DeSantis, I would say I'm not after them. I'm not hounding them. I'm just saying, Disney, you can be like American Airlines or cruise ship companies, but you're not going to get these special preferences any longer. And we should have done a long time ago, but your politicking brought it to our attention. And then the second thing, John, I think is very important. He cannot be identified in a regional or local manner as a vendetta against a Florida company. He has to say, what I'm doing against Disney is what you in America are worried about Bud Light. You're worried about Target. You're worried about the LA Dodgers. You're worried about all of these corporations that have decided to jump into politics in a very partisan and alienating fashion. And so I'm your rep to coax them back to their apolitical center.
That is an effective case, and he can bring it forward. We have other policies to learn. For example, Victor, we want to know how he is about taxes, about
Absolutely.
Tax cuts. We want to know how he is about the administrative state and the growth of the federal government in all aspects of life, including determining whether or when Elon Musk can launch Starship again from Boca Chica, Texas. Victor Davis Hanson of the Hoover Institution, writing at American Greatness, and the Victor Davis Hanson podcast show, I highly recommend.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Riley Herbst from 2311 Racing here, and you know what grinds my gears? Waiting for coffee. But instead of counting frappes and lattes, I fire up Chumba Casino. No apps, no fuss, just fun social casino games to pass the time. By the time my coffee's ready,
order for Riley.
I've already taken a few victory laps. Next time you're stuck waiting, make it entertaining. Play for free at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.